Love is the fulfilling of the law, February 13. Law of love written on our hearts. After those days, saith the Lord, I will put my law in their inward parts and write it in their hearts, and will be their God, and they shall be my people. I will forgive their iniquity, and I will remember their sin no more. Jeremiah 31, 33, and 34. The work Christianity is designed to achieve in the world is not to depreciate the law of God, not to detract from its sacred dignity in the slightest degree, but it is to write that law in the mind and heart. When the law of God is thus implanted in the soul of the believer, he is approaching eternal life through the merits of Jesus. The object of the gospel is met when this great end is achieved. Its work from age to age is to unite the hearts of his followers in a spirit of universal brotherhood through belief of the truth, and thus establish heaven's system of order and harmony in the family of God on earth, that they may be accounted worthy to become members of the royal family above. God in his wisdom and mercy tests men and women here to see if they will obey his voice and respect his law or rebel as Satan did. God's object in giving the law to the fallen race was that man might, through Jesus, rise from his low estate to be one with God, that the greatest moral changes might be manifested in his nature and character. This moral transformation must take place, or man would not be a safe subject in the kingdom of God, for he would raise a revolt. Here in this life is the testing, trying time. The angels of God are watching the development of character and weighing moral worth. The whole question to be settled is this: is he obedient or disobedient to the commandments of God? Has the sinner been transformed in this world through the merits of Christ to an obedient servant so that he is fitted to join the heavenly society? The law of God in our hearts will bring their own interests in subordination to high and eternal considerations.